A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Penguin Random House Audio presents The Back to War, Star Wars Legends, Rogue Squadron, by Michael A. Stackpole. Read for you by Mark Thompson. The Essential Legends Collection. For more than 40 years, novels set in a galaxy far, far away have enriched the Star Wars experience for fans seeking to continue the adventure beyond the screen. When he created Star Wars, George Lucas built a universe that sparked the imagination and inspired others to create. He opened up that universe to be a creative space for other people to tell their own tales. This became known as the Expanded Universe, or EU, of novels, comics, video games, and more. To this day, the EU remains an inspiration for Star Wars creators and is published under the label Legends. Ideas, characters, story elements, and more from new Star Wars entertainment trace their origins back to material from the Expanded Universe. This Essential Legends collection curates some of the most treasured stories from that expansive legacy. 1. Somehow, the dead of night amplified the lightsaber's hiss, allowing it to fill the room. The blade's silvery light frosted the furniture and gave birth to impenetrable shadows. The blade drifted back and forth, prompting the shadows to waver and shift as if fleeing from the light. Much as criminals would flee from the light, Corran Horn stared at the blade, finding the argent energy shaft neither harsh nor painful to his eyes. He lazily wove the blade through joined infinity loops, then, with the flick of his right wrist, snapped it up into a guard that protected him from forehead to waist.
Relic of a bygone era. It still can conjure up images and feelings.
He hit the black button under his thumb twice, and the blade died, again plunging the room into darkness. The lightsaber did conjure up images and feelings in him, but Corran doubted they were at all the images and feelings commonly felt by most others on Coruscant. To everyone, including Corran, Luke Skywalker was a hero, and was welcomed as heir to the Jedi tradition. His efforts at rebuilding the Jedi Order were roundly applauded, and no one, save those who dreaded the return of law and order to the galaxy, wished Luke anything but the greatest success in his heroic quest.
As do I, Corran frowned. Still, my decision has been made.
He'd felt it the greatest of honors to be asked by Luke Skywalker to leave Rogue Squadron and train to become a Jedi. Skywalker had told him that his grandfather, Ni'jah Halcyon, had been a Jedi Master who had been slain in the Clone Wars. The lightsaber Corran had discovered in the Galactic Museum had belonged to Ni'jah and had been presented to Corran as his rightful inheritance.
Mine is the heritage of a Jedi Knight.
But that was a heritage he had only heard of from Skywalker. He did not doubt the Jedi was telling the truth, but it was not the whole truth.
At least not the whole of the truth with which I grew up.
Throughout his life, Corran Horn had come to believe his grandfather was Rostek Horn, a valued and highly placed member of the Corellian Security Force. His father, Hal Horn, likewise was with Corsec. When it came time for Corrin to choose a career, there was really no choice at all. He continued the Horn tradition of serving Corsec. His grandfather had always admitted to having known a Jedi who died in the Clone Wars, but that acquaintance had been given no more weight than having once met Imperial Moff Fleary Voru, or having visited Imperial Center, as Coruscant had been known under the Empire's rule. Corrin found it no great surprise that Rostek Horn and his father had downplayed their ties to Nijah Halcyon. Halcyon had died in the Clone Wars, and Rostek had comforted, grown close with, and married Halcyon's widow. He also adopted Halcyon's son, Valen, who grew up as Hal Horn. When the Emperor began his extermination of the Jedi Order, Rostek had used his position at Corsec to destroy all traces of the Halcyon family, insulating his wife and adopted son from investigation by Imperial authorities.
Since exhibiting any interest in the Jedi Knights could invite scrutiny, and my family would be very vulnerable if its secret were discovered, I probably heard less about the Jedi Knights than most other kids my age.
If not for various holodramas that painted the Jedi Knights as villains, and later reminiscences by his grandfather about the Clone Wars, Corrin would have known little or nothing about the Jedi. Like most other children, he found them vaguely romantic and all too much sinister. But they were distant and remote, while what his father and grandfather did was immediate and exciting. He raised a hand and pressed it to the golden Jedi medallion he wore around his neck. It had been a keepsake his father had carried and Corrin inherited after his father's death. Corrin had taken it as a lucky charm of sorts, never realizing his father had kept it because it bore the image of his own father, Nijah Halcyon.
Wearing it had been my father's way of honoring his father and defying the Empire. Likewise, I wore it to honor him, not realizing I was doing more through that act.
Skywalker's explanation to him of what his relationship to Nijah Halcyon was opened new vistas and opportunities for him. In joining Corsec, he had chosen to dedicate his life to a mission that paralleled the Jedi mission, making the galaxy safe for others. As Luke had explained, by becoming a Jedi, Corrin could do what he had always done, but on a larger scale. That idea, that opportunity, was seductive, and clearly all of his squadron mates had expected him to jump at it. Corrin smiled.
I thought Counselor Borsk Phalia was going to die when I turned down the offer. In many ways, I wish he had.
He shook his head, realizing that thought was unworthy of himself and really wasted on Borsk Phalia. Corrin was certain that, on some level, the Bothan Counselor believed he, not Corrin, was right, and his actions were vital to sustain the New Republic. Recreating the Jedi Order would help provide a cohesive force to bind the Republic together, and to drape it in the nostalgic mantle of the Old Republic. Just as having various members of nation-states placed in Rogue Squadron had helped pull the Republic together, having a Corellian become a new Jedi might influence the Diktat into treating the New Republic in a more hospitable manner. Skywalker had asked him to, and Phalia had assumed he would join the Jedi Order. But that was because neither of them knew of or realized that his personal obligations and promises exerted more influence with him than any galactic cause. While Corrin realized that doing the greatest good for the greatest number was probably better for everyone in the long run, he had short-term debts he wanted to repay, and time was of the essence in doing so. The remnants of the Empire had captured, tortured,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?